Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of Ummah, Ummah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. When two persons who love each another for Allah Azza wa Jal shake hands and recite salat upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, their former and latter sins are forgiven before they depart. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Welcome back, dear viewers. Alhamdulillah. It is only through the fadl and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala you are watching the program called Reformation of the Ummah in the company of our Honorable Ziyad Madani Attari hafizahullah. May Allah Kareem bless all the viewers of Madani channel who are watching this program at this very moment. Kindly share it with others as well for spreading Islamic knowledge as our discussion on your screens. Allahu Akbar. Frequently asked questions. Since in our lives, dear viewers, there are a lot of things that we do, a lot of things that we say, and to verify them at times we would turn to the ulama and the scholars of Islam, and at times we use our own discretion and understanding of those matters. So Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, we have decided to have a wonderful program on Madani channel, which you are watching at this very moment, Alhamdulillah, in which we're going to be asking our Honorable Ziyad Madani Sahib some questions. And these are those very frequently asked questions, dear viewers, that has to do in our day-to-day life. These are, they are fundamental and basic choices and decisions we take in our day-to-day life. And at times, we do things that our heart says us to do, whether we know what's right or wrong. The thing which befits us and makes it easier for us to perform and do, that's what we would do. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, in today's program, we want to further elaborate on those matters and things that if we had done it the other way around, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, how better life would seem to be, dear viewers, and how much more easier the situation can be. So Alhamdulillah, the answers that will be given, of course, is in the light of Quran Pak and Hadith Mubarakah,
inshallah,
and advices of our pious predecessors as well, dear viewers of Madani channel. So Alhamdulillah, let's see, these are those things, as I said, that we do on a day-to-day basis, but sometimes we do the things that our heart says us to do, depending on our situations. It varies, dear viewers, but inshallah Azza wa Jal, stay locked and tune with us, and you will find wonderful solutions to your problems in our silsila, inshallah, inshallah. Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, salatun wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya nabi Allah. Yes, there are views, there are opinions, there are choices people take and people make. But guidance is from Allah Azza wa Jal.
Yes.
And the book, which is Al-Quran, Qur'ani Kareem, Kalamullah, has been revealed for our guidance, dear viewers.
Absolutely.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. So let's turn to our Honorable Ziyad Madani Sahib, Alhamdulillah, and we're waiting for some fire, should we say, answers, rapid answers given, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, as they say, fire, rapid answers, Alhamdulillah. So the first question, Mulana Sahib, is of course, should a person once again turn towards nikah or premarital relationships? In these days, it's called dating, you know. So whether it's love marriage or arranged marriage, can Mulana Sahib please elaborate on this matter as well? What is the right thing to do?
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Good question. Episode also was regarding this. So if anyone wants any further detailed answers, Alhamdulillah, you can find that on our social media pages. And you'll get full details on that. However, if we look towards either the performance of nikah or first having premarital relationships, we should understand very well. It's a simple answer there, if I can give the very brief answer and a little of bit of elaboration, that the brief answer is nikah. So nikah instead of premarital relationships. Nikah is from the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we also discussed times at which that becomes wajib or even fard. And premarital relationships, on the other hand, or what people call dating nowadays, this is actually not allowed in Islam. It is haram for people to have premarital relationships with each other, where, you know, people who are not married, they're speaking to each other, or touching hands or anything of that sort, is not permitted in Islam. So it's a choice between halal and haram. And when you have a choice between halal and haram, you go for halal. And here, not just halal, halal and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and at times even fard or wajib. So moving towards nikah instead of premarital religious. Munasab discussed or mentioned something else, love marriage or arranged marriage.
Yes.
This I think is very relevant for our youth. As much as it, it may seem that it's something that many people may not want to discuss, but I think it's fair that we should be open to it. The better option between the two will definitely be arranged marriage. And I say this for what reason? Because love marriages are usually, majority of the time, marriages that have premarital relationships. And as we mentioned just now, premarital relationships are not allowed in Islam. There should not be any, physical contact between the person who's going to become the groom and the person who's going to become the bride. So there shouldn't be any contact between them in that sense. And therefore, it's best to go the route of arranged marriage. If someone did somehow come to know of somebody and they are interested in marrying them, then try to get the elders in the family involved and let them make the arrangements. Let them give you some advice on it and let them speak to the other family members. And inshallah, you'll find that if you go that route, there'll be lots of more barakah and you will be completely avoiding and evading the tricks of shaitan.
Kya baat hai Madine ki. That's also if the juniors and the youth would leave this to their parents and to their elderly people in the family.
Yes.
Because many a times parents even mention that you can't speak to children these days, Mulana Sahib. You know, I have left it to my son. I have left it to my daughter. They know who they want to get married with, what type of relationship to find. Whenever we brought any rishta or relationship for them, they have denied it and said, we're looking at olden days generation and all of that. So trusting the discretion of your parents is also very important.
Absolutely. We trusted them from the beginning of our lives.
And not blaming them if things go wrong, Mulana Sahib. 99% of the time, parents who don't like to be involved in the lives of their children is simply because of not being blamed the next day.
Yeah.
Many a times when things go down the drain and things never worked out, for example, parents are blamed and accused that you hooked me up and you sorted this thing out, you arranged for it. It happened before. Right. It often happens. But niyat should be clean.
Absolutely.
And trust Allah Azza wa Jalla, because a person should not trust his nafs that I'm just going to speak, I'm just going to get the I'm just going to chat. And from there it goes on, Mulana Sahib. How many times people indulge in sins thereafter?
Once you open the doors for shaitan, shaitan doesn't take one step and then step out.
Allahu
when Allah. Shaitan comes in, then shaitan comes in full force. And the moment you allow him to get in, he's going to cause destruction. And then you're going to base a marriage upon a lot of haram that took place beforehand. It's not the best, idea.
Right. So let's move to the next question, Mulana Sahib. And the next one is marriage or not marrying?
Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamdulillah.
There are a lot of people out there, dear viewers, who intend to get married. MashaAllah, alhamdulillah. If they can't find a partner, leave it to Allah Azza wa Jalla, it will come through. But for those who don't intend to get married at all, Mulana Sahib, what would you say for that?
See, this is a very, very relevant question, right? Lots of you do have this mindset that either they want to get married, majority of the people, and the other portion of youth just choose not to get married at all. They say, no, there's various, reasons as to why they don't want to get married. Sometimes they want to, spend time with their family, their parents and their siblings. But they too also move on with life. They have a lot to do. People are very career orientated, and therefore they want to focus on the career. They want to purchase their home or their house. They want to purchase vehicles. They want to build up their business, etc., etc. And these are some of the reasons that they decide to sometimes delay marriage or sometimes altogether avoid marriage. But between the two, the sunnah of the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is marriage, and that's definitely the better option. So between marrying and not marrying, marriage would be the better option. Yes, you go through it through the way of the sunnah of the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And later on, you will see, I've seen many people that, chose not to marry. And as they reach old age, they start to realize that that company and the company around about our age is actually important. So by the time you reach, if you're busy with business, etc., when you're 30 and 40, by the time you reach 50 and 60, you're looking for company and you're looking for company your age. And to have someone who is around about your age in marriage at that point in life, when business doesn't mean as much anymore, when earning a lot of money doesn't mean as much anymore, now you start to value relationships that you have. So it's good to actually sow the seeds of those relationships early, and thereafter water that, so that later on towards old age, you can enjoy the fruits of good company.
Wonderful. This makes me think, just today I had a conversation with a person who said to me, the reason I did not get married was to make khidmat of my parents. Allahu Akbar.
MashaAllah.
And you do get cases like this, Mawlana Sahib?
Yes. Actually, sometimes people want to do khidmah of their parents, and that's the reason that they do not marry. However, there is the concept, and many people have tried it, and many people do it, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, where they do marry, and they do khidmah of their parents as well. So if you can have both these beautiful things, then why not have both of these beautiful
MashaAllah.
Things? Parents often want to see their children happy, isn't
right.
it? And they say, oh, my child, marry. Don't worry. So marry. And then try to do khidmah of them as well.
Yeah,
it's important to select the correct spouse.
Right.
If you select the correct spouse, and if you go with the guidance of your parents as well, then inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, you will have such a spouse who will have an understanding that you need to serve your parents and want to actually assist you in serving your parents.
Correct, connect and choose the right spouse. Together with that, make the correct niyyah, intention, Absolutely. And you will see prosperity in your life, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla. Mawlana Sahib, modernist or pious predecessors, Mawlana Sahib? Should we choose the path of the modernist way and tariqah, or should we choose the path of our pious predecessors?
Right. So, yeah, it's important. Actually, we've done a silsila on this. It's a program on this.
Yes.
But if you can just summarize that, right. that the path of our pious predecessors is the path that we've gotten from the beloved Nabi
sallallahu alayhi
wa sallam. So that's come with its full chain of light from Huzur Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the Sahaba ikram, to Tabi'un, to Tabi'un, to the Awliya ikram, and right up to our Ulama ikram. So that path is the true path of guidance. Modernists, this is where we're looking at people who want to bend Islam to suit the current age rather than bending their own ways to suit Islam. So if we're looking at modernists in that light, then most definitely pious predecessors, because Islam is that religion that's there to guide us. We are not there to guide Islam. So therefore, follow the pious predecessors where we got our Islam from, and inshallah, Azza wa Jal, then we'll be successful. Yes, use modern terms, use modern technology, understand the mindset of the modern people in order to preach Islam, but take Islam from the source of our pious predecessors.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Next important question, Mawlana Sahib, eat out or eat in?
MashaAllah, eat out or eat in. If we look at, we should look at the benefits of both. Eating out many a times here, the food does taste quite good at different restaurants, and at home, mashallah, food can taste good as well. But we look towards wholesome food,
right.
and that should be our focus now. And wholesome food comes from within the home. Within the home, meaning prepared at home, alhamdulillah, you know the hygiene levels in our own homes. Each person knows the hygiene levels in their homes, and we don't know the hygiene levels in restaurants. We have people who love us preparing food in our homes, and people who don't love us preparing in restaurants. We have people who are Muslims, who are many times in the state of wudu, who are reciting Durood Sharif. I've just heard recently of a certain person that, mashallah, this personality would always recite salawat with the niyat of shifa throughout their cooking.
Allah.
Now imagine having that kind of food from home. And what kind of food would we have from outside? Which would be the means of shifa and which would be the means of harm? And therefore, we should, more often than not, at least opt for eating in, eating at home, or eating food prepared at home. Again, at the same time, it's not that it's disallowed to eat from out of the home. So if someone wants to eat from a restaurant now and then, it's not that it's not permissible, you can. However, we look at the healthier option, and definitely the option with more shifa rather than harm, that would be eating in.
Kya baat hai Madine ki? Often this happens,
right.
that those who eat out and opt to eat out mostly are very well aware of this, that if they are told to go and have a look at the kitchen where the food is prepared, they know they would lose their appetite.
Yes.
And they wouldn't be able to eat. Yani ye baatein kehne wali baatein.
Yes.
Said generally, I mean, many a times we sit in a restaurant to realize, you know what, I don't want to go in the kitchen and see. Especially if you go to wash your hands and you witness some small thing there that's so unhygiene, Mawlana Sahib.
One brother actually told me that whenever I eat out, whenever I'm ordering food from out, I don't look beyond the counter. I don't look into the kitchen, because I know that if I do look in, I may not want to eat the food.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Like, they say, you know, block the eyes and just enjoy the taste on the taste buds.
But that does bring detrimental effects for later on. If we block the eyes and we just enjoy the taste, yes, many a times people suffer from food poisoning, people
yeah.
suffer from stomach ailments because of, you know, these unhealthy eating habits. So eating in is the best option.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. And also another thing, Mawlana Sahib, I have noticed, people who eat in
right.
and avoid eating meat, especially meaty stuff, right? From restaurants and places like that, mm-hmm. it helps to grow taqwa and piety, Mawlana Sahib.
Most definitely. Actually, our pious predecessors would avoid eating out in the marketplace.
Right.
and they would actually frown at it. They would look down on it. Now, in today's time, it's not something we'd look down upon because it has become quite arm, meaning most people or many people are involved in it. But the way of our pious predecessors that when they want to eat, they'd want to eat sitting on the floor in the comfort of their home or within their homes. And out in the restaurants, often you may have people passing by as well that are looking at the food. They're desiring the same thing. Perhaps they cannot afford it. We don't want that kind of gaze upon the food. Rather, if you're eating in at home and if there's anyone around, then alhamdulillah, you welcome them and you let them sit and eat with you. There's much more barakah in this way.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Okay.
Question. Somebody asked a question. Ask Mulana Sahib if he can order the food to be delivered at home.
You could order the food to be delivered at home, MashaAllah. However, the same or a lot of the harms that would have come from eating food out would also be found in that case. So if it is delivered at home, alhamdulillah, at least you're eating within the comfort of your home, within the parda and the privacy of your home. You can adopt many sunan whilst you're sitting and eating at home. The chances of badnigahi, of looking towards haram, is also much less when you're in your home. So those advantages would be there. But the disadvantages that would still be there, even if you ordered the food to come home, is that the preparation of that food has taken place out of the house by people who we don't know and by people who don't have the same hygiene levels as those who we love who prepare the food. So lots of possible unhygienic ways were used in preparing that food.
Yes.
And the same love, the same care, the same intentions of shifa, the same salawat that was to be recited, the same wudu that your family members were in when preparing the food, that's not going to be found in food that has come from out of the home. And out of the home, I'm referring to restaurants, not with regards to, someone's parents sending them food, or someone's sister sending them food. So that, alhamdulillah, is still prepared in home, at the home. And even though it may not be your home itself, it's another person's home, but we know that good standards are kept.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. And though I know in my heart, I acknowledge this, that majority of people like to eat out. Mostly people enjoy. A lot of people wouldn't eat out because of situations they have in their lives. But if they are given the option,
Yes.
If the option is given, why not? But again, Mulana Sahib, very few of us, are very much concerned about health and hygiene and all of these things here. But alhamdulillah, one of the most important things is that when you have a doubt in something, and especially these places where meat is slaughtered and there's a whole process of haram and halal and certificates there on the board, as fatwa says, eat. A lot of people have debate on this matter. The verdict is there. Fatwa is there. Yani a halal certificate is there to show that the meat in this restaurant, in the shop, is permissible to eat. However, scholars who follow the taqwa and piety also emphasize on that despite all of that, because we have in South Africa this issue in matter, in different parts of the world, there are different situations, right?
Absolutely.
But alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, for those who are watching in this country, if you avoid eating out in restaurants and focus on your home food, how wonderful this would be, subhanAllah. Barakah and blessings and more barakah, inshallah, azza wa jal.
Inshallah.
Your taqwa and piety would grow. Somebody asked an alim adini question about feeling lazy in salah, feeling tired in ibadat of Allah, azza wa jal. This alim adini asked, do you eat outdoor food frequently?
Allah.
And I heard this from the next person. And that person confirmed, he says, we only live on outdoor food. We only live on outdoor food because husband is working, wife is involved, the family is involved in the business. There's no one to cook food at home.
Allah.
So mostly they would order. They survive on this. And thus, he even expressed to say that I'm mostly sickly. My family is sickly half the time.
Yes.
And these things are there. It's common things, Mulana Sahib. And
absolutely.
If the option is given between miswak and toothbrush, which is the option to opt to and choose?
Ah, miswak and toothbrush. This is actually a very relevant question to ask. Hey, mashallah, many people have this question in mind, that should I use a miswak or should I use a toothbrush? Yeah. Actually, the miswak is the tool that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used that we clean the mouth via that. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's blessed mouth is pure at any point. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. But it's a tool that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used. And we try to use the same tool. It's actually a twig from a tree, or you can say a thin branch from a tree that we use to clean the mouth. And then the toothbrush, I think everyone is familiar with the toothbrush, that which we usually purchase at different supermarkets, etc., put on some toothpaste and we clean the mouth using that as well. So the toothbrush also fulfills the purpose of cleaning the mouth, and the miswak does as well. However, the miswak is the sunnah of Rasulullah, so it's definitely the better option. You will get thawab for using the miswak. If you use a toothbrush intending to clean the mouth, alhamdulillah, that's a good act. But there won't be the same thawab that you get using the miswak, because that is the tool Rasulullah had used. At the same time, the miswak is much more hygienic than the toothbrush. The reason I say this is because those who use a miswak would understand a little better that as you use the miswak, after a little while, it could just be a matter of days. Some people would do it on a daily basis, that you trim the edges of the miswak. So the bristles of the miswak, you cut that off. You chew on the miswak a little bit more so that the bristles become soft again, and you use the next part of the miswak. There are people who go through a miswak, you know, within 1 week. Some go through a miswak within 2 weeks. Some would go through a miswak within 1 month, but most people use their toothbrushes for up to 3 months, sometimes beyond 3 months. So all the germs and the bacteria that settles on the toothbrush, we may think we're just washing it off. Those are microscopic germs and bacteria that we can't see, but they do settle on the toothbrush, and this does cause lots of harm. Therefore, many dentists, medical practitioners, they advise to change the toothbrush within 3 months. Some may advise shorter periods of time. We should contact our own doctors and dentists for that. However, it's not going to be as often as you're trimming a miswak, and therefore the miswak is going to be the most hygienic option and the most rewarding option for the akhirah as well.
Kya baat hai Madine ki? I have taken advice from a dentist
right,
who said to me directly that please make sure that you always have your miswak with you.
Subhanallah. What a beautiful advice.
And I asked him for advice regarding the bleeding of gums and stuff like that. You know, people have different reasons. And he said, say no to all those things in the market, whatever names they come up with,
right,
and whatever it may be. The thing is that what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has done has the most amount of wisdom within it.
Wow.
So just use this, all your problems will come to an end.
You know, this is the beauty, I feel, of also having Muslims in different fields.
MashaAllah.
Where Muslims are in different fields, they give you beautiful Islamic advices
from that field.
And alhamdulillah, we really appreciate that advice of the dentist, mashaAllah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. The next important question, Mulana Sahib, are you ready?
Ji, please.
Hard work or shortcut?
Allahu Akbar. Hard work or shortcuts? If I can just go on a rapid fire on this, it's hard work. If we look for shortcuts, our parents often advise as well, be careful of shortcuts. And most shortcuts don't take you to the destination. So there is no substitute to hard work. That is very true. Work smart, meaning, you know, learn the means, understand it well. But once you've identified the path, hard work is key.
Kya baat hai Madine ki? So we're up to hard work.
Right.
Masha Allah, subhanallah. For those who want to work smart, Maulana Sahib?
You should work smart. But working smart doesn't mean you don't work hard. It means that you upskill yourself, meaning you learn the necessary skills, you make the necessary arrangements, you make the necessary plans, you choose a path, and then you stick to it with consistency. Now, sticking to it with consistency is going to be hard work. So once you've chosen the smart path, ensure you do the hard work. There is no substitute to hard work.
I think since people started using smartphones, everything wants to become smart in life.
Alhamdulillah, there's no harm with being smart. Be smart, but Allah, at the same time, be dedicated to your cause. Then only will you succeed.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. We make dua that Allah Kareem grants us tawfiq to practice upon these Madani pearls, dear viewers of Madani channel. And the next important question as well is, children early in marriage, or should a person desire children later in marriage?
Ah, Allahu Akbar. I think this can be situational based on each person, because not everyone's life is the same. So the answer that would be given would be a general answer. The general advice there would be to have children early in marriage.
Right.
And why to have children early in marriage is so that you can spend time with your children and you can grow with your children. So when you have children early in marriage, you can grow with them. You still have the energy and your mindset is still there that I still want to do those things that my children want to do. You have time, you have attention that you can give them. You have the energy to be able to run around with them, to play with them, and to look after their needs as well. As compared to if you have children late in marriage, there's a very big generation gap that you find between parents who had children at a late stage in their lives. So by the time they are of a very ripe age, or they have entered old age, and then their children are in their youth, they have often difficulty understanding their children. It's not just running around with them and playing with them. It's also understanding them. So there becomes, you know, a big gap in understanding between the parent and the child when the parents are much elder. This is just a general phenomenon. It's not that it is always this way. Some people have difficulties in life due to which they cannot have children at an early stage. So that is an understandable situation. Sometimes life is such, the situation is such, so it's going to be based on your situation, but majority of the time, the good answer, good advice would be to have children at an early stage in marriage and to give those children.
So can it be said that if a person has a child when he's in his 40s, late 40s, as people very much busy planning, working hard, establishing the business, getting their footing more better into their work. Right. And by the time all of that comes in order, or should I say maybe 50%, and they are already in their 40s.
Right.
So that's when they plan to have children. And they, of course, ask Allah Azza wa Jalla for awlad. Sometimes they are blessed with one, and sometimes because of taking medications to prevent it, the system is all changed and a person is then unable to have a child, Mulana Sahib, right? These cases have been found as well.
Yes.
But as compared to the person who has a, who becomes a father, Allah accepts his dua and he becomes a father in his 40s or 50s.
Alhamdulillah.
So the quality of life for such a child as compared to the one who had a father in his 20s or like 30s, call it early 30s. So you say the tarbiyah and the upbringing of both children can be can differ from each other?
Yes, it is very likely to differ. Yes, the tarbiyah that you can give them, alhamdulillah, you can give at a later stage in life as well. But most of the time, children actually need hands-on parents. Children need parents to be there for them. Children need parents who are energetic, who can understand them, who can relate to their situations. So if you look at a father in, let's say, his 20s or 30s, as compared to a father who's in his 40s or 50s, the age gap and the generation gap and the mindset difference is definitely going to be less with the father who or the mother who is of closer age to the child as compared to a parent who has grown up very, very far apart from the upbringing of that child. So in that case, majority of the time, the good option would be to be able to have children early if Allah Ta'ala blesses you with children. And if Allah Ta'ala doesn't give someone children at a certain point, then it's not something to despair about. Have hope in the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, and Allah Azza wa Jal will give what is best.
Some person told me, Tabriz bhai, my son got married and he has a child himself and he's blessed with a child.
Subhanallah. Actually, Murana Sahib, this, this mindset also people have that, no, no, you are still young and now you want a child as well. Many a times, having a child helps someone mature. I've seen people that, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, when Allah Azza wa Jal blessed them with children, they were never had the mindsets that a father or a mother should have. But when that responsibility was placed onto their shoulders, they grew to be able to fit that responsibility. And so, try to grow to fit the responsibility, but many a times, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, you'll be blessed with that too.
Ameen.
When the responsibility does come, Allah Azza wa Jal gives you the strength to be able to carry
Ameen,
it.
Ya Rabbal Alameen. For those who don't have children, may Allah Kareem bless them with pious awlad.
Ameen, Allahumma.
Obedient awlad.
Ameen.
And for those who do have children, may Allah Kareem make them obedient.
Ameen.
Alhamdulillah, we have a very wonderful kalam. Fidaka, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Is kalam ko sunte hain. Kalam ke baad dobara hazir hote hain. We will return just after this kalam. صلوا على الحبيب
صلى الله,
صلى الله تعالى على محمد
صلى الله,
صلى الله, صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم
ये एक जान क्या है अगर हो करोड़ों ये एक जान क्या है अगर हो करोड़ों तेरे नाम पर सबको वारा करूं आप पर कुर्बान मेरी जान या रसूल अल्लाह फिदा का या रसूल अल्लाह फिदा का या हबीब अल्लाह फिदा का या रसूल अल्लाह फिदा का या हबीब अल्लाह है आरज़ू हमारी है जुस्तजू हमारी है आरज़ू हमारी है जुस्तजू हमारी नबी पे जाए सदके नबी पे जाए वारी नबी पे जाए सदके नबी पे जाए वारी कहते हैं बरमला हम मायूस क्यों फिरे हम कहते हैं बरमला हम मायूस क्यों फिरे हम सरकार के गदा है कोई नहीं हमें गम सरकार के गदा है कोई नहीं हमें गम कोई नहीं हम किस्मत है ये हमारी हर दम गे लप पर जा
جاری قسمت ہے یہ ہماری ہر دم ہے لب پر جاری
نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری
آپ پر قربان میری جان یا رسول اللہ
فدا کا یا رسول اللہ فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ فدا کا یا رسول اللہ فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ ہے آرزو ہماری ہے جستجو ہماری ہے آرزو ہماری ہے جستجو ہماری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری
رنجو علم ہمارے سب دور ہو گئے ہیں رنجو علم ہمارے سب دور ہو گئے ہیں ہم ذکر مصطفیٰ سے مسرور ہو گئے ہیں ہم ذکر مصطفیٰ سے مسرور ہو گئے ہیں سدا ہے یہ ہماری چھوڑے ہم دنیا داری سدا ہے یہ ہماری چھوڑے ہم دنیا داری
نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری
آپ پر قربان میری جان یا رسول اللہ
فدا کا یا رسول اللہ فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ فدا کا یا رسول اللہ فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ سائے میں تمہارے ہے قسمت یہ ہماری ہے قربان دلو جان ہے کیا شان تمہاری ہے
خوش نصیب جن کو حاصل ہے ان کی نسبت وہ خوش نصیب جن کو حاصل ہے ان کی نسبت پاتے ہیں چین و راحت کرتے ہیں ان کی مدحت پاتے ہیں چین و راحت کرتے ہیں ان کی مدحت کرتے ہیں کہتی ہے دنیا ساری حسرت ہے یہ ہماری کہتی ہے دنیا ساری حسرت ہے یہ ہماری
نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری
آپ پر قربان میری جان یا رسول اللہ
فدا کا یا رسول اللہ فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ فدا کا یا رسول اللہ فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ ہے آرزو ہماری ہے جستجو ہماری ہے آرزو ہماری ہے جستجو ہماری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری
ذکر نبی سے اپنے سینے کو جگمگائے ذکر نبی سے اپنے سینے کو جگمگائے دربار مصطفیٰ میں سر اپنا ہم جھکائے دربار مصطفیٰ میں سر اپنا ہم جھکائے اپنا ہم جھکائے ہو اشک ندامت کے آنکھوں سے اپنی جاری ہو اشک ندامت کے آنکھوں سے اپنی جاری
نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری
آپ پر قربان میری جان یا رسول اللہ
فدا کا یا رسول اللہ فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ فدا کا یا رسول اللہ فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ سائے میں تمہارے ہے قسمت یہ ہماری ہے قربان دلو جان ہے کیا شان تمہاری ہے
یہ پنج تن کی الفت اصحاب سے محبت یہ پنج تن کی الفت اصحاب سے محبت غوث الورا کی چاہت مرشد سے یہ عقیدت غوث الورا کی چاہت مرشد سے یہ عقیدت مرشد سے یہ آقا محسن گے جانی ساری قائم رہے ہماری محسن گے جانی ساری قائم رہے ہماری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری آپ پر قربان میری جان یا رسول اللہ فدا کا یا رسول اللہ فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ فدا کا یا رسول اللہ فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ ہے آرزو ہماری ہے جستجو ہماری ہے آرزو ہماری ہے جستجو ہماری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Welcome back, dear viewers and those who have just joined us. You are watching the program called Reformation of the Ummah, in which we are discussing frequently asked questions. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. It is something like rapid firing. MashaAllah, Mulana Sahib is giving us the answers to these frequently asked questions. Nikah, as we discussed, MashaAllah, nikah or dating, any option between both. Nikah versus premarital relationship, dear viewers. Marrying or not marrying. Making nikah or not making nikah. Modernist or the path of our pious predecessors is what we discussed. Eat out or eat in, subhanallah. And Mawlana Sahib had given a very wonderful answer. Eat in, alhamdulillah. For modernist or pious predecessors, we said, of course, pious predecessors. Marrying or not marrying, the answer was given as marrying, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen. Nikah or premarital relationship, we said nikah. Alhamdulillah. Then Mawlana Sahib was asked miswak or toothbrush. And alhamdulillah, wonderful answers with that to substantiate the hadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that is using miswak, dear viewers. And then Mawlana Sahib was asked about hard work or shortcut, and he replied, of course, hard work. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. And then he was asked children early in marriage or late in marriage. And of course, with some wonderful and amazing madani pearls, Mawlana Sahib had said, children early in marriage. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. And now we move on to the next question, Mawlana Sahib, and we have two questions. Let's see how quick we can go with this, right? Inshallah. Charity or hoarding money?
Charity or hoarding money? Charity. Definitely, because hoarding money, you keep it in the bank balance of the dunya, it lasts a little while, and thereafter we don't see it because we have to leave the dunya. If we give charity, it's in the bank balance of the akhirah, you're going to have it for longer.
Kya baat Madine ki, subhanallah. Spending or saving? Saving or spending, Mulam?
Here, it's important there's a balance here.
Right.
So here, there's no one right answer. Spending, yes, you should spend on that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded you to spend, as well as your responsibilities like looking after your family, etc. Saving money, to some extent, is a good thing. Yes, one way of the pious predecessors was not to save anything because of their taqwa, alhamdulillah, and their tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But saving money is not a bad thing. Sometimes there are rainy days, there are difficult times, and having a little bit of money that is saved does assist people, alhamdulillah. So
Kya
there you look for the balance.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. For those who can't save are very happy at this very moment. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Okay, here we go. Mentor or experiment?
Mentor or experiment yourself? I would say mentor. Why I would say mentor is because if you have a mentor, you have a very long route which is cut down quite a bit by someone guiding you. So there's no zigzags, right and left turns. They can guide you much faster to your destination as compared to you experimenting and making your own mistakes. Sometimes, yes, we don't have much other options if the mentor is not there. But if you do have a choice between a mentor or you experimenting yourself, then I think a mentor is always a better option.
Subhanallah. And we all should have a mentor, Mawlana Sahib. Alhamdulillah. Yes. Our mentor is Amir Ahl Sunnah. Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Radhavi Damat Barakatuh Mula Aliyah. And he is a mentor for millions of people globally, Mawlana Sahib. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. The next question is, Islamic dress or latest fashion?
Islamic dress, and reason for that as well, just very quickly. Islamic dress, the way of the dressing of the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Islamic dress code, you'd find that that doesn't have lots of adjustments. It stays for a lengthy period of time as compared to the latest fashions. And if you're always following the latest fashions, you never have one set style that you can follow. Whatever you wear today, within 5 years, you can't wear it anymore. So you have to constantly change the wardrobe, which is a wonderful market for people who are selling. However, for us, if we have to constantly change our wardrobe because of following fashion, we could put ourselves into lots of financial difficulties as well.
Alhamdulillah. But latest fashion means that the previous one is no more in fashion.
Usually,
and
that's
this is the latest.
In fact, I could say that if you held those clothes that you came out of fashion, in approximately 20 to 30 years down the line, it'll probably come back into fashion. But that's how quick fashions change. They constantly change.
But despite the consistent changing of fashion,
mm-hmm.
the fashion of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is always in fashion.
It's always there. It's always there.
It's always the latest. This was my point.
Absolutely. It's always the latest. There's never a point at which that is,
Allah,
old fashion.
Allah, outdated.
Is
all
ever
yes,
fresh.
Yes. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Right. Next question. Beard or no beard, Mulana?
Beard, without a doubt. Beard is the way of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I like to think of it from time to time that have you seen a male lion without a mane? The mane makes him look beautiful, isn't it? That's what adds on to his beauty.
Wonderful.
Now, the beard is something that's natural for male folk, for men folk, and it's the way of the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So that is the way of beauty, and that's what makes men stand out. So we shouldn't follow another style. Allah blessed you with the beard. You should grow that beard.
Masha Allah. For those who are still making the niyyah, Allahu Akbar. The motivation is none other than the Mubarak Chehra of the beloved Rasul
Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam,
from whom even the moon would shy away, Mulana Sahib,
Alhamdulillah,
looking at his blessed beauty. So come on, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. There are so many scientific benefits as well,
absolutely,
together with Islamic benefits, dear viewers. Next question, Mulana Sahib, knowledge or ignorance?
Knowledge. Knowledge does save you from many harms, Hidayah. Knowledge is also known as Noor. Ilm is known as Noor, which is light, it guides you. There's a saying in English, and let's just, you can say, break that myth. People say that where ignorance is bliss, it's folly to be wise. But if you choose ignorance, and some people do enjoy ignorance, that I'd rather just be ignorant of it and then I won't have any worries. If there's ignorance regarding danger, it doesn't mean the danger won't reach you. If you see a snake and you don't know it will harm you, so therefore you touch it, you would still get bitten. So it's a wise choice to choose knowledge.
Shabbat, mashallah. May Allah Kareem enhance our ilm, Mulana
Sahib,
and grant us ilm nafi. Next question, physical beauty or beauty in character?
Quick answer, beauty in character. See, beauty, physical beauty, as much as it's attractive, it doesn't make people remain with you. But beauty in character is attractive and it keeps people with you. So you find people who have beautiful akhlaq, people want their company, and once they're in their company, they don't want to leave. But people who are only have physical beauty, people are attracted to them. After a little while, if there's no beauty in character, those people disperse as well. So beauty in character over physical beauty. If Allah blessed you with both,
Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Kya baat hai Madine ki. So, but the thing is that people should opt more for the beauty in character.
Absolutely.
This is the right advice. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. It is a better option, dear viewers, that people fall for physical beauty, which doesn't last forever.
Yes.
But the character, that's what makes you a complete human, dear viewers.
Absolutely.
And this is that you're going to take with you in the qabr and go as well. And due to your character, people will speak about you even after your demise.
Absolutely. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that I have been sent to complete good character.
That's the way of Rasulullah.
Subhanallah. So his way is the best way.
Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. And here, the next important question, Mulana Sahib, extravagance or moderation?
Moderation. Moderation is key, alhamdulillah. If you are moderate in your ways, then you would find that you don't go into wastage and you don't go into earning the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and thus moderation would definitely be better. From time to time, some people like to go a little extravagant. As long as there's no wastage involved, alhamdulillah, there's not a problem in that. And if you're going to be extravagant, then at least be extravagant in goodness. So if you want to be extravagant, meaning you want to give the best and you want to show the best, or you want to give the best, then do it in giving sadaqah, for example. There you don't have to exercise too much of moderation. If you want to give food, then give the best food that you can give. If
you want to celebrate the milad of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, go out of your way.
Yes, then do it with pomp and glory, inshallah, azza wa jal. That's a good way.
Yeah.
But don't be wasteful in your own personal life.
MashaAllah. And if only we could stick to this, Mawlana Sahib. A lot of people Absolutely. That suffer from deprivation and shortage in money and their household expenses,
yes.
all of this shall fall into place. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. The next question, sternness or lightheartedness?
I think there's a place for each of them. At times we need to be stern. For example, if someone is not, or if a child is not listening regarding the performance of Salah, then we need to be stern. But the majority of the time, there should be a softness, or what we could call a lightheartedness, which doesn't mean roaring out in laughter, but a smile and a soft behavior is much more attractive than sternness.
So sometimes, now and again, sense of humor, right?
Oh, absolutely.
SubhanAllah. This is very important, especially for children, dear viewers. We work with children. And, you know, you can't be stern with them all the time. And especially in the first case, we discuss having children late in life.
Mm.
That's usually when people become very stern after 50 years old.
Yes, yes.
And having a child who wants to be playful or that's playful and wants a good company. So it's nice to have children early and choose the right path, which is the moderate path.
Alhamdulillah.
The next question is, Alhamdulillah, Madani channel or dramas and movies, Mawlana?
Madani channel, any day.
Yeah,
because Alhamdulillah, Madani channel will bring you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whilst movies and dramas often contain those things that take you away from the pleasure of Allah. Choose the pleasure of Allah. And Madani channel, Alhamdulillah, is a way of finding that.
Okay. Right now, we're going to have maybe a difference of opinion on this matter, but question is, joint family or living independently?
Allahu Akbar. I think we need an entire episode for this one. But I think it's very dependent upon the situation. If the situation is such that you can manage a joint family, Alhamdulillah, there are many positives in that. And if that is not possible, then independent living or living independently with your spouse is also an option. We cannot say that either of them is un-Islamic. Living independently can be better, and living in a joint family can be better. I think we would have to look towards the situation. There are positives on both sides.
Alhamdulillah. So the bottom line is that the situation should be assessed.
Yes.
But if a child chooses to live with his parents, should parents push them away and say, move out of here and go and live on your own and motivate that to happen?
Not necessarily. Sometimes parents may do that, but they may have a hikmah or a wisdom in doing that. So sometimes, yes, if they do it, we can't say that they're completely wrong. It's very much based upon the situation. It's very, very relative to that which they see. And you cannot say at the same time that living independently is, you know, forbidden or not allowed. However, one important thing to remember, that even if someone lives independently or separately from their parents after marriage, it is still important to remember that your parents' haq over you still remains. They still have rights over you, and you still have to fulfill those rights.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. For those who have not been in touch with your parents because of marital life, living far away, get in touch with them, see to them, give them a call, visit them, see to their needs. And trust me, a lot of situations which aren't going right in your life shall go right if you do this for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Pleasing them is pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you please Allah azza wa jalla, how can you have a problem in your life? If Allah becomes happy with you, your problems will come to an end. First, make sure that your old parents, if they are old, they have reached old, either one of them or both of them, see to their needs and attend to them. This is the hukum and the order of Allah azza wa jalla in the Holy Quran Park. Alhamdulillah. So the next question, Mawlana Sahib, company of the youth or company of the elderly?
Allah. See, the company of the elderly brings much wisdom. So I would say, as a general rule of thumb, if you want to learn, company of the elderly. If you want to teach, company of the youth.
Kya baat hai Madiri ki, subhanallah. All right, another question. A lot of people may have their opinions on this matter as well, because people have their own personal preferences, right?
Right.
Company or solitude?
Company or solitude. One line I'd like to answer this in. The good company is better than solitude, and solitude is better than bad company.
Kya baat hai Madine ki? Subhanallah, subhanallah. MashaAllah. Company, it is the sharia or the tariqah?
Sharia or tariqah. I don't really see a difference there, alhamdulillah. Sharia is the way and the rules that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us. And tariqah is following those rules in the way that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam followed it. Sharia is the theory. Tariqah is the practical. They have to go hand in hand.
Just as a glove.
Yes. Then only will you reach success. If you choose just the theory and you never practice upon it, then you're not going to reach success. And if you only want to be practical without any knowledge of the sharia, then too you're not going to reach success. We're going to have to go hand in hand.
Allahu Akbar. So subhanallah, those who want to follow the tariqah and not the sharia. So for them, Mawlana Sahib, any advice?
it's not possible to follow the tariqah without the sharia.
Following the tariqah and criticizing the sharia.
La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Criticizing the sharia is very, very dangerous. It's dangerous for one's iman as well, because sharia is the law of Allah. And anyone who criticizes the law of Allah, then that such a person would leave the Islam. So be very careful when speaking about the sharia. It's the law of Allah. It's the law of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We should always have utmost respect for it. And it is incumbent upon us to follow it.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Mawlana Sahib, water or fizzy drinks? We have just a minute remaining.
Water.
Water, subhanallah, subhanallah. Desires or contentment?
Contentment, it lasts longer.
Kya baat hai madine ki, subhanallah. Music or naats?
Naat, praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brings thawab. Music brings adab.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. Next question, forgiveness or revenge?
Forgiveness, it makes your own burden light.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Focus or distraction?
Focus. If you are focused, then inshallah you accomplish more. However, distraction can be positive if it's not misleading, if it's not taking away from the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, and distraction for the purpose of further focus. Inshallah. So sometimes if someone's studying and then you may need a distraction, maybe you'll read an art. So that becomes a distraction from the study for now. However, the purpose is to refresh you for your study. But distraction that takes you away from the purpose, that's bad.
Wow, wonderful, beautifully answered, Mawlana Sahib. And should we maybe lock this as the last question, though there are many more questions to ask, but multitasking or unitasking?
Unitasking is usually better. Unitasking means you focus upon one task and you do it to the best of your ability, whilst multitasking is focusing upon many tasks, and then you don't end up fulfilling all the tasks to the best of your ability. Some people are in certain situations where they are forced to multitask. There's no sin in that. There's nothing wrong in multitasking. However, the general broader benefit comes in unitasking, because you get to focus on one thing, do it to the best of your ability, and then you accomplish more. Actually, many people think multitasking saves you time. That could be wrong. Unitasking often saves you time, because when you focus on one thing, you do it well and you get it done faster.
I don't desire to end right now. One more question, Mawlana Sahib.
Marhaba.
Allahu Akbar. Debate or silence?
Debate or silence. Most of the time, silence. Amir al-Sunnat used to advise that ek chup so suk. That when you are silent for a moment, then there are many, many benefits of that silence, and lots of success comes with silence. Sometimes there's a need to debate. However, debates, especially regarding deen, should be left to the ulama. Ah. So the general public should not get involved in debating. Rather, leave that field for the scholars who have the expertise in that field.
MashaAllah. We say shukran to Mawlana Sahib for being part and parcel of the program. Alhamdulillah. Sharing wonderful points and Madani pearls. Right. We make dua to Allah Kareem that we get tawfiq to practice upon these Madani pearls. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Jazakumullahu khairah, dear viewers of Madani channel, for watching this program, for sharing this program, and making niyyah to practice upon the Madani pearls that were discussed. You can share them with others for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, whatever was discussed was in the light of Quran and Hadith Mubarakah. The advice is given by our pious predecessors, yet people have their personal choices as well, their preferences. But to the sharia, when it comes to the deen, Quran and Hadith, choose that which our pious predecessors have guided us to choose, dear viewers. Alhamdulillah, many a times we have options that action can be mubah act, you know.
Yes.
But following the tariqah and the path of our pious predecessors will earn you thawab and reward. Sure. And actually will make it easier, will pave the way for you for many other works in your life, inshallah, azza wa jalla. So choose to this path, stick to this path. May Allah Kareem forgive our sins. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answer all our lawful wishes. Stay good, be good, do good. Wherever you are, keep reciting durood and salawat upon Nabi Akram Nuri Mujassam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of Ummah.